You're now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until 11:30. New one there from Ken Camden. Brand new LP called Dream Memory, just released on Cranky. That track was called The Melatonin Chamber. I got a lot of great instrumental stuff to play for you this morning. Veering through a couple different genres, just kind of shaking out the last bit of the summer releases. Got a bunch of great stuff coming up for September for you. But this week we've got Flying Saucer Attack, first new record in 15 years. Ashtray Navigations, a new one from Inner City. Helm, Michael Valera from Cleared. It's got a great new LP on Opal Tapes. And we have a new one from the very prolific William Basinski. Going to end things off today with that. But up first here, Alessandro Cortini, possibly best known for doing synth work with Nine Inch Nails, particularly on the Ghosts 1-4 instrumental album from years back. Italian born musician and artist. Did a great series of releases on Important Records last year called The Force 1, 2, and 3. Those are being reissued on vinyl actually right now. And he did a great record on Hospital Productions last year. And he's got a new one for that label as well. We're going to play a track from that right now. It's called Risveglio. The track we're going to hear is called Lata. So this is Alessandro Cortini on the Pop Drones Show.
Thank you. Thank you. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Attention grad students. Share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Toronto-based psychedelic pop band Grounders will be at the Media Club on September 22nd in support of their debut self-titled LP. With help from members of Broken Social Scene and Absolutely Free, this hazy album is as addictive as the Beach Boys, experimental in its complexity, and begging to be heard live.
Back with the Pop Drones show, last track that we heard there, actually the last two tracks, both by Portland-based musician Paul Dickow, probably best known as Strategy, and also plays in a bunch of great bands, including Fontenelle and Nudge and lots of others. He has two very recent LPs under the Strategy moniker. The most recent one we just heard there, on Idle Hands Records. The new album is called Seeds of Paradise. That track was called Virtual America. And right before that was Lovely Loop from the Noise Tape Self LP, released on Further about a month back or so. Matches before that from Chicago with her new LP, Somniphoria, released on Trouble in Mind. The track that we heard there was Melts into Air. And Alessandro Cortini, starting off that set with Lotta from his new double LP, Risveglio, released on Hospital Productions. Right now we're going to get into Bristol-based group, Flying Saucer Attack, who haven't released an album in 15 years. Brand new one, double LP, released via Drag City. It's called Instrumentals 2015, and the track we're going to hear is called Instrumental 14. You're listening to Flying Saucer Attack on the Pop Drones Show.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Why did you eat the whole thing?
Because
you snuck in my room and got them and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show, CITR 101.9. Last track we heard there, Inner City, has a couple great records on Aguirre and NNA. Played some of those on shows in years past. Brand new one on Further called A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-S, A Blue Lion Child. And that track there was called Ababa Al One, based out of Belgium, Hans Dens. That's Inner City, Ashtray Navigations. Before that, Yorkshire group, active since 1994, and according to Discogs, almost 150 releases across every imaginable format since then, and a brand new LP called A Shimmering Replica, just released on VHF. That track there was called Miss Goldenrod 1977, and Flying Saucer Attack with their first new album in 15 years called Instrumentals 2015. It's a double LP on Drag City, and that track was called Instrumental 14. That started off that little set there. Right now we're going to hear a track from Helm. This is one of the aliases of Luke Younger, who also runs the excellent Alter Records label, played in Birds of Delay, amongst many other groups. And yeah, this project is called Helm. A new LP on Pan Records called Olympic Mess. This track is called I Exist in a Fog. You're listening to Helm on the Pop Drones show.
Thank you. About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
And why is she eating that stuff? She must have picked it up from her trip back home. The smell's making me sick. Don't you think she should eat it somewhere else?
No, that's disrespectful toward Parveen. Actually, I think it's great that we can enjoy different foods.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Still listening to the Pop Drones show, getting ready to sign off. Got one last track here for you, but counting it backwards. Michael Valera, last track there. Probably best known as one half of post-rock duo, I guess, Cleared, based out of Chicago. He also has great solo stuff under the name Coin. We've played that before, as well as Cleared. And he's released stuff on Opal Tapes. And that one there, also on Opal Tapes, but on the vinyl format. Michael Valera with the track Either Infinity, released via Opal Tape. The album is called Distance. Exoteric Continent, right before that, with Percentage from the LP Referendum, released on Hospital Productions. First LP from him after a couple tapes on Second Sleep and Opal Tapes as well. And Helm, starting off that set with I Exist in a Fog from the new LP Olympic Mess, released on Pan. One last track here for you. William Basinski, the New York-based sound artist, we'll call him, most famous for the Disintegration Loops, and has been steadily releasing stuff on vinyl over the last couple of years, which is great. Brand new one here called The Deluge, and this track we're going to hear is the same name. William Basinski here on the Pop Drone Show. Thanks for tuning in. Back next week with 90 minutes of new music. Until then. Thank you.